Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In fact, the Pentagon says some of the weaponry is already in storage in depots in nearby Germany and could get to the front lines within days. And they couldn't come any faster, guys. Ukraine's been outgunned and outshelled by the Russians in recent months, losing key ground at several points. Of course, President Biden, yes, still has to sign that bill and make it into law, and that is expected shortly. But yes, a very emotional and a very determined President Zelensky here in Kyiv.
Yeah, because his life and a lot of his friends and family literally on the line with this whole thing on a day-by-day basis. I am someone that is in support of Ukraine greatly and how we need to arm them and everything like that. But it is angering to me that a lot of the crowd that doesn't want to arm Ukraine has kept Ukraine from having any weapons now for 9 months. And then after you let them get their ass kicked for 9 months, you make the argument, well, they can't win. So I don't want to give them. Well, if you'd have given them the stuff 9 months ago, maybe they could have. Or a year and a half ago, or whenever they needed it. But just to hit the nuts and bolts here before we get into that conversation, the Senate voted 79-18 yesterday to pass the 90.
So a close vote there, Jack. Really pins and needles in the Capitol. 79-18 squeaked through.
Yeah, that's what's been a lot of people have been saying for a long time is all this legislation passed overwhelmingly with 300 plus votes in the House over the weekend and with almost 80 votes in the Senate. I mean, so it's not controversial, really, but the way our system works, it was held up all that time. Anyway, 79-18 to pass the aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and the Taiwan area. And then also they passed the TikTok thing. The Senate also passed part of the package that will force ByteDance, the Chinese tech company, to divest from TikTok within 9 months. That's sort of a separate topic. President Biden is expected to sign all of this. The Department of Defense is reportedly already preparing to send $1 billion of the weapons, including artillery and air defenses, to Ukraine that could arrive within days. So we had this stuff ready to go. In the Senate, you just gotta get it approved. And you got Ukrainians dying on a daily basis waiting for it to show up, which I find to be a horror. So I listened to a fantastic debate yesterday on the National Review podcast among all Republicans over whether or not we should be continuing to support Ukraine the way we are. It is worth mentioning that in the House, anyway, a majority of Republicans voted against. It was very close, 112 to 100 or something like that. And I still think that a lot of the no votes would have been yeses if they were necessary to pass.
Yeah, I would agree. And the other aspect of it that I keep in mind is that Republicans decided to use all of this as leverage for getting some serious border reform going. And that failed partly because they felt like they didn't get a square deal. And so they're trying to rebuke the other side by voting against this because they didn't get what they want. And I get that politically speaking.
Well, right. Yeah. So one of the arguments against this was the Democrats wanted it so bad. How did you get nothing in return? If the other side wants something really, really, really bad, you ought to get something in return for supporting it. Just, you know, kind of politics 101.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's true. Maybe that's not. I don't know. I think some things stand on their own is clearly a good idea. But
I would agree with that, too. And there was a border compromise. A lot of people didn't like it. I'm not here to relitigate that. But we on the right got part of a loaf, just not enough for some people.
The other part of the debate that made some sense to me of the argument on why not fund Ukraine, and I'm bringing this up because I know a lot of you are not for funding Ukraine, was nobody ever talks about winning the thing or a strategy for winning this sort of thing. Is our plan to win or not? I mean, so at the beginning, the president said a lot and regularly, we're with you to the end. We're with you to the end. Okay, well, what is a win? Are we talking about booting them all the way out or most of the way out or what? Or, well, what is win? Are we planning to win? Or are we just planning to, like, have a face-saving, we didn't abandon you sort of moments? Is that what we're doing?
Right. I was about to say that's the wrong question. It's not the wrong question. It's a good question, but it's not the only question. So I would have liked to have seen much more decisive leadership, but asking Joe Biden to provide decisive leadership is like trying to get, I don't know, gold out of a silver mine, to quote the great political philosopher Elton John. He's just not made that way, never will be. He's a miserable president, especially on foreign policy, in my opinion. Now, I think it's at least conceivable that we, the Western world, could have armed Ukraine and aided them enough to drive the Russians off of oil, all of their soil, which is how Volodymyr Zelensky would define a win. Other people might define or might call driving the Russians mostly back to like the 2014, you know, little green men borders, you know, let them have some of the eastern Ukrainian regions that they took over anyway. A lot of different ways to define success. But like I said, that's not the wrong question, but it's not the only question. Ukraine's goal is to drive the Russians completely off their soil. We don't necessarily share that goal, but we share their aim, which is to fight Russia as hard as possible. That's still worth doing, even if they don't run the Russians completely off their soil, for a couple of reasons, which I've talked about before, but you want to make it as expensive and terrible as possible for anybody who decides, I'm going to launch a war of conquest on the European continent. You can't not resist that because you're not going to get the whole loaf back. That's a, you know, I don't want to be hurtful because I want to convince people I don't want to name call. But if you still don't get that after I've explained it, I'm not sure how to explain it any better. You might not win, but you will stop the enemy's progress. You will minimize their victory. You will make their victory, whatever to whatever extent it is a victory, maybe they snatch up a little Ukrainian land, you will make that quote-unquote victory so pyrrhic, in other words, so miserable and expensive and painful, it's no victory at all. That's an enormous win for the West. I've had emailers say, oh, now at least you're being honest. So go to hell, Ukraine. No, we have the same aims, just not necessarily the same goals. So it's still worth doing. Of course it's worth doing. China is on the march. There ought to be not a single damn story about Donald Trump on the news right now, because there are stories about China that are critical to our national security that have nothing to do with freaking Alvin Bragg and his stupid case in Manhattan. But nobody's paying any attention to it. We're not a serious society. Russia is on the march. There's danger, serious danger in Europe. And capitulating to Putin is the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, the only argument that really needs to be made to me, because I believe it 100%, is the whole how we treat Russia in Ukraine is absolutely completely tied to what's going to end up happening with China.
Yeah, what does the West do when we launch a war for conquest? Let's find out. That's what Xi Jinping is saying right now, of course.
Oh, they don't do anything because they don't have the stomach for fighting a war. Cool. I guess we'll take Taiwan now and control one of the most important shipping lanes in the entire world forever.
Or just keep building up the South China Sea, or they're actually starting to militarize an island in the Caribbean now, in our neighborhood. China is, seriously. What, you didn't hear that on the nightly news last night? Because you heard about frickin' Donald Trump and Alvin Bragg and Stormy Daniels, the porn skank, all night long? That's right. You're ignoring it.
I got an interesting thing I learned from that new David Sanger book about the whole Russia invasion of Ukraine. I can tell you about that after we tell you about Simply Safe, because while you're at work, that's when they're going to break into your home. Or while you're, at your kid's baseball practice or whatever. A lot of break-ins happen during the day in broad daylight.
Yeah, that's right. Trusted by experts, SimpliSafe was named the best home security system of 2024. Newsweek awarded it best customer service and home security. You see, SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, too, or floods if that's a threat, and more. Plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night.
Of course, 24/7 professional monitoring with cameras and everything like that. It's going to be a little pricey, but it's worth it. It's less than $1 a day with no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So try it. If you don't like it, send it back.
And the SimpliSafe professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning them that they're being recorded and the cops are on the way. Love that. SimpliSafe has given so many folks real peace of mind. We want you to have it too. Get 20% off any SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So I'm listening to this book, The New Cold Wars, by David Sanger of the New York Times. Man, it's just fascinating. It's so up my alley. Talking about how much intel we had leading up to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I mean, we've got some people inside, and we couldn't be more forceful than we were at the time about what we knew, because we didn't want, Putin to go on a killing spree or whatever. But we had intel close somehow, either hacking into communications or actual human beings or whatever. But so we were telling Zelensky, he believed it. He knew it was coming. But our European friends were just pretending it wasn't true and going with the. I keep mentioning Ian Bremmer, but he just makes this kind of argument about it wouldn't be in his financial interest. Nord Stream 2 is about to go online. He's going to make so much money off of Nord Stream 2 that will disrupt that if he invaded, so he will not invade. That's what our European leaders were thinking, and we knew. No, he's invading. We know he's invading. Trust us. And we went to everybody and told them, and they just wouldn't buy it until it actually occurred. But the actual day it happened, we found out from Microsoft, and that's one of the things David Sanger wanted to point out, that the new world we're headed into. That's why he's calling it the new Cold Wars. Just so much of this is just, we've entered a new era. This has been the history of the world where wars change, and the dividing line is not always, at the time clear. In retrospect, you can look back on it and say, okay, everything changed at that moment. Like when ironclad ships became a thing in the Civil War. Changed sea battles forever, the way they had been for hundreds of years. We're there now. We found out from Microsoft because they saw all of the cyber attacks that were of a certain kind happening in Ukraine, and Microsoft contacted the Pentagon and say, it's happening. It's happening right now. It'll happen within the next 24 hours. And that's how we found out. A private company with abilities that our government just can't have because they're not, all this. The computing stuff that they're using in Ukraine and in Russia is all Microsoft stuff. A private company let our Pentagon know when an attack was coming in the same way that Elon Musk was able to jump in and allow communications to keep going in Ukraine in the way that our government couldn't.
With the Starlink satellite system, which the Russians are now using, and the U.S. and Ukrainians are pressuring him to shut that down somehow. You have the social media giants in China. dancing to their tunes, not to mention our big companies that are hesitant to defy their communist overlords in the name of their country because they're doing too much business there. Yeah, it's the interconnections and conflicts are definitely new and strange.
Yeah, General Milley is quoted in the book talking about how this war in Ukraine is an odd combination of 1918 World War I trench warfare, a tank battle like World War II, and then this completely modern, nobody knows how it's going to play out, private tech companies being involved. We're into a new era. I hope we can stay on the powerful end of it.
Well, with the brave leadership of Joseph R. Biden, I'm sure it'll come out just fine.
I say we keep electing 80-year-olds. That's the best way to stay on top of it. More on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get the hell out of here, all of you!
Huh?
Boss, we're
leaving.
You too, Slumpo.
I don't like the sound of that squish.
Guys, I think Larry's dead. I don't know why we had to come here. Funerals are stupid. You're all excused from coming to mine.
Good, I had some that day anyway. I didn't have anything that day.
So the Simpsons killed off Larry the Barfly, which I gotta say, as a guy who's watched hundreds and hundreds of Simpsons episodes, I didn't even know he existed. time to go Slumpo.
Because he just kind of slumps at the bar, right?
Yes. Anyway, after 35 years of being on The Simpsons, and then the whole episode is about scattering his ashes or whatever. So I said to my son last night, I said, oh, we got to watch the latest Simpsons. One of the characters died. And he said, is it Lisa? I said, you want Lisa to die? And he said, she's a liberal. I can't stand her.
Oh, my gosh.
My 12-year-old.
Wow.
He's more right-wing than I am, and I have no idea how he got there. Anyway,
he's surrounded by the lunacy of the left, probably. He's reacting viscerally to it.
Like you hear about a lot of young men. That is actually right. A couple of TV questions. Have you watched episode 1 of Manhunt on Apple TV yet? I ask you about that.
Three quarters of it, yes.
It's pretty good, isn't it? As far as Lincoln assassination shows.
Yeah, it is. It is. I didn't like the way they portrayed Lincoln, but...
just the actor?
Yeah, just kind of a bumbling corn pone, which I'm a little protective of old Link. But yeah. The show is quite dramatic.
The focus is John Wilkes Booth and hunting for him after the assassination. So that's the point of it. But anyway, also got this because I know you did watch this. Joe, I just finished watching Three Body Problem, which is getting so much attention. And it got me the same way it did you with the Chinese Revolution. I now regret investing all that time watching it. It strays so far from how it starts. Spend your time watching doing something else.
Well, I'm almost at the end of that. It's a pretty interesting science fiction story.
But it's not primarily about the Cultural Revolution.
No, okay. Not even close. Okay. Oh, I remember the other thing about the Lincoln thing that bothered me is it's a little heavy-handed in establishing certain themes, like they have to do it two or three times to make sure you got it. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Okay, so Joe's a pass
on the
Lincoln
show. You're not as famous as your brother and your dad. No, I'm not, but I'll show them. Look, it's John Wilkes Booth, who's not as famous as his dad or his brother. They keep hammering that. Okay, I got it.
Joe's a thumbs down on the Lincoln show. I'm a thumbs up, so decide for yourself. Biden just said some interesting things about the Ukraine aid that just passed that I think is worth playing, getting to the how much are we standing behind Ukraine? How important do we think this is? So stay tuned for that.
Oh, boy.
Your boy's right.
Yeah, I think your condemning of me finding fault with the Lincoln Show is out of it's unfair. It's untoward. It's disgusting. I mean, for instance, Mark Hamill couldn't act in the first Star Wars movie. He's terrible, and it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay,
so it's a quibble. It's not an indictment. It's merely a quibble.
Were you a thumbs up or a thumbs down? You sounded like a thumbs down.
No, I'm a thumbs up.
Well, okay.
But I'm not that far into it either. But I'm definitely against the assassination. Can we start there?
Spoiler alert,
find
Lincoln.
Some common ground.
Lincoln dies.
Oh, no. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Too soon?
And kind of gruesome. But yeah, we'll hear from the president. Are we recommitting to Ukraine now after not sending them stuff for so long that they're really on their back foot and getting their asses kicked? Okay. I don't know where that's going to take us, and a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about. So I hope you can stick around.
Yeah, the whole campus radicals thing, what they're trying to get, what they really want, who's controlling them. It's troubling stuff. Well, how have we let our university system get so diseased?
Yeah, so much for that midnight deadline last night.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow.
That's a good one. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas, eh?
I'm not Hamas!
I don't know if those are Jewish students or teachers or whatever, but they are outside Columbia University there, and they're walking along the sidewalk being heckled by some of the protesters, including the one calling the Jewish dudes pigs and beating their cowbell and saying, "We are Hamas." I mean, this has gone from, wait a second, we don't support Hamas. We're just in support of the downtrodden Palestinians who deserve their own land and food. They're not getting any medicine, their hospitals, etc. To just flat out stating, we are with Hamas. It has gone that far in a couple of weeks.
It's so easy to turn young people into attack dogs
and
turn them loose. It's shocking.
My biggest question is, do these students know who Hamas is or what they're all about? Or a number of them I saw, like on a bunch of Fox clips, don't know what Hamas is because they don't believe the stories. They believe the stuff about babies being put in ovens and grandmas being raped and murdered has all been debunked. That's what they've heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a combination of their ideological fervor has convinced them that anything that was done was justified, or those who buy the propaganda that it never happened. Just like, you know, the reason Dwight David Eisenhower spent so much time, energy, and money photographing and documenting the concentration camps in Germany and Poland after World War II was that he knew it would be denied and people would not believe it happened.
So they were chanting NYPD go to hell? As the cops were coming last night, because the story was they had to clear out there at Columbia by midnight, and then the university extended it by another 48 hours. NYPD go to hell. So that's where that whole thing is. Andy McCarthy of the National Review tweeted out, the biggest lie fueling the whole anti-Semitic student uprising is the youth are not leading some sort of insurgency against the powers that be. They are tools of the powers that be. Which
right,
is
exactly.
A good thing to understand. Let's play again this Marxist professor and what she's... Again, so they're saying out loud, we are Hamas, and now professors are saying this out loud.
Pledge to do whatever you can to not work, not go to class, not do research, or otherwise f*** up the functioning of this despicable place until they meet our demand. You all are incredibly smart people who are so knowledgeable about things like post-colonialism and Marxism and other theories. It is time for you to get out of your libraries and labs and put your theories into action and stand with them.
Yay, 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 put your Marxist theories into action. So now they're saying that out loud.
Which yeah, Marxists is something. Have literally taken over the campus, yeah.
I love this Babylon Bee headline I just came across. Columbia student leaves lecture on microaggressions to attend Kill the Jews rally, which is,
you know, that's too, pretty well wrought.
It's funny yeah. and very, very true. Now to the what's the negotiations? So you got to be out by midnight and they're negotiating something and they've extended it for 48 hours. I don't understand where there's a negotiation. It should just be kick them out. But I came across this too. There are now 1400 academics that will boycott Columbia Barnard College until the university expunges the offenses from the protesting students' records, the presidents resign, and the police are removed from campus. So you can't have it on your record that you were in the quad protesting on behalf of Hamas.
Breaking university rules, fighting cops, whatever. No, you've got to have all that expunged. The the inmates are running the asylum is the cliche. The Marxist fringe is now running the universities. As we've been saying for a long time, we've been trying to warn you, Marxists are taking over the American university system, and now they have. And in some places, they're absolutely open about it. And in the few, I mean, there are a few places, University of Florida, the brand new Texas University at Austin or whatever they're calling themselves, are citadels of traditional learning. But they're either wholly owned by the Marxists or the leadership of the universities is too afraid to stand up to them.
Yeah, well, how many of them are the same thing? As I heard somebody say yesterday, the reason this doesn't bother the people that run like a Columbia University is the fact that the classes are shut down. They think this is the point of college. The point of college is to be a protester against all the power structures. The point isn't to get your engineering degree and make it to physics class. This is why we have these people here, is to try to tear down the world. So I wonder how many of the leadership of these various universities are in agreement with that idea. A lot
for
of
what
them,
it's worth, the deal wrought with the pro-Hamas terrorist Marxist students who are, again, they are so dopey in so many cases. They're misled. They're fired up. They want to be important. They have no life experience. They haven't seen the same scam run half a dozen times like those of us who are a bit older. And so they fall for this stuff so easily. And you know what? When they regain their sanity and they want to apologize for being a stupid radical, I'll welcome them back and say, hey, I was young too. But the problem is, if you get enough of them with enough energy and enough anger, they hurt people and they kill people. You know, history's replete with examples of that. But Colombia is negotiating now. Student protesters have committed to dismantling and removing a significant number of tents. Student protesters will ensure that those not affiliated with Colombia will leave. Only students will be participating. Student protesters in the encampment will comply with all requirements of the Fire Department of New York with respect to activities and safety. And student protesters have taken steps to make the encampment welcome to all and have prohibited discriminatory or harassing language. Now, that was brought up because a couple of Jewish students with wearing a Star of David or whatever walked up and said, hey, we just wanted to see what's going on. And the young radical Marxist said, form a human chain! Form a human chain. We have interlopers. Now move forward. Move forward and force them out for being Jews.
Yeah, so that's the Babylon Bee headline. Columbia student leaves lecture on microaggressions to attend Kill the Jews rally. I mean, that is so crazy. You used to lectures about cultural appropriation and what a horror it was that Eminem was doing rap music or something. Now you're okay with Kill the Jews.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. You're chuckling. That's great. We need to laugh to keep from crying. And the young idiots believe this stuff. But the neo-Marxists at the heart of it, they understand that's a tool. It's a tool to silence you, all that microaggression stuff. They're just trying to cow people into being so confused. It's like the whole, this is one of my favorite things. It's the, if you say you're not a racist, that's proof you're a racist. And if you admit you're a racist, that's proof you're a racist. Or in the whole microaggressions thing. It comes from critical theory. You've heard the phrase problematic. They pick everything apart and say, that phrase you use, that's racist. That has a racist history. And you say, well, I didn't intend it at all to be racist. And they tell you, it doesn't matter how you intended it. It's racist. Then you say something else. And they say, oh, that's transphobic. And you say, I'm not transphobic. I didn't mean to be transphobic. And they say, no. It doesn't matter what you meant. If you're so dopey, you don't understand. That's a technique to silence you. You didn't say anything wrong. They're trying to confuse you into silence so they can win. That's what all of that stuff was, always. The whole microaggression stuff. The leaders of it have never been sincere about this. Now, their attack dog students are because they're radicalized. They're dopey. They don't know what they're talking about.
I wonder what are there any, like, are there more than a handful of young people who are saying, oh, so that whole microaggressions thing, like cultural appropriation and all these different things, that was all BS? We were doing that just so we could do this? Is anybody catching on to that?
Some are, probably. I don't know if it's 1% or 12%. It's not many.
I remember when the New York Times published that big piece about how intent doesn't matter. And we talked about that being a post-Enlightenment moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the my truth. This is my lived truth. Blah, blah, blah. They've now made the word... they've made the concept of an... I'm sorry, can I have a second take, Michael? Do we have enough tape? Can I do a second
take? We do.
Take two. They have labeled the idea of an opinion with the word truth. This is my truth. No, it's your opinion, man.
So I say I'm taking my family on a picnic, and they say picnic is a racist term, and I say, well, I don't mean it in a racist way. Doesn't matter. Intent doesn't matter. It's a racist term, and you are now a racist.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people, because they're not ornery like us or are not familiar with the techniques, they think, oh, my God, I had no idea picnic was a racist term. Then they do that to you four or five more times until you're silent, till you shut the hell up and let them take over your university, your school, your company, your government agency, whatever. Mm. It's a technique of bullying.
It's been pretty successful.
Oh, extremely successful, yeah. So what do you do about it? Number one, dismantle all DEI programs everywhere they exist. Corporate America, education, government. Dismantle all DEI programs. DEI, the diversity they want is more Marxists. The equity is equal outcomes always. That's communism. And the inclusion is including more Marxists. That's all it means. It's all code.
I don't know if I like our chances.
I don't love them. I think the success of the technique has been incredibly widespread. The knowledge of what I was just trying to explain is very, very limited.
Right.
And we as a country lack a common set of values like we did. Like in 1968, for instance, you got race riots, you got riots against the Vietnam War, internal terrorism, Weather Underground, etc. But, for instance, Martin Luther King Jr. could, in the name of civil rights, say, hey, we all agree on these principles. You're not living up to them. And a lot of America said, you know what? He's right. Because it was a set of common principles. You have kids saying, we are Hamas. You have Islamic supremacists. You have all sorts of, you know, stripes of ideology. Our greatest strength is unity, and I'm afraid we don't have enough of it anymore, but I don't know. I'll keep fighting the fight. Why wouldn't I?
Well, just since we're probably going to move on from this, I want to get on this clip of Joe Biden when he was on Colbert, back when he was running for president, talking about Charlottesville. And so you just heard the stuff yelling at the Jews, we are Hamas, and that sort of thing. This is Joe Biden when he was talking about why he decided to get into the presidential race.
There are certain things that when they occur, you just can't remain silent. And Charlottesville for me was a moment where I thought silence would be complicity. I mean, for real. And so I wrote an article for Atlantic and talking about we're in a battle for the soul of the country. Mm-hmm. And the idea that you would see in America, in a historic city, Nazis carrying flags, spouting the same exact bile about Jews that was spouted in Germany in the 30s, and then so they crawl, these guys crawling out from under rocks with torches, and to not have an outright flat condemnation of that.
Okay, so similar, much, much worse statements from a much, much larger group, and I don't hear any condemnation, really.
The White House put out a statement Sunday afternoon,
right,
condemning blatant anti-Semitism. A written statement on a right. Sunday afternoon.
But he's not going on the talk shows. He's not giving Oval Office addresses like he did over Charlottesville.
Right.
So if it's right-wingers saying Jews will not replace us, it's a horror. It's a fight for the nation's soul. But you've got college kids all across America saying we are Hamas. What are you going to do?
They need their votes in November. Are you kidding? It's that amoral.
That is freaking cynical. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
So we played a clip a little bit earlier from The Simpsons. They killed off a character Sunday night. I don't watch The Simpsons, the newer ones. I won't let my kids watch the newer ones, not just because the politics of it make me insane, but it's just, it's way more inappropriate than it used to be, the newer ones. They get into sex stuff that is just, they never did back in the day. But anyway, so that show is very, very old, from the early 90s. Also very, very old, the movie Pulp Fiction, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary. If you're older, you think, how could it be 30 years? If you're younger,
thanks.
I don't know if it means anything to you. But it's just an old movie that is pretty damn good. I was actually watching it the other night on my big television, and this one of my favorite scenes came on. And I thought, this is such a good display of the fact that inflation is a thing. And it always has been. I remember watching this in the theater. And when Uma Thurman sits down at the restaurant with John Travolta and orders the $5 milkshake, I had the same reaction he did. $5 for a milkshake? Here's how it goes in the movie.
Did you just order a $5 shake?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shake. That's milk and ice cream.
Last I heard.
That's $5. You don't put bourbon in or nothing?
No.
Just checking. You think I can have a sip of that?
Be my guest.
I gotta know what a $5 shake tastes like. Damn, it's a pretty good milkshake.
Told you.
I don't know if it was worth $5. It was pretty good.
God, John Travolta is so good. He's a national treasure and a weirdo.
He's a kook, but you can act,
But I remember at the time thinking $5 for a milkshake. And even pre-inflation, pre-pandemic, 2019, a $5 milkshake would have been incredibly cheap because we'd had 2% inflation for all those intervening 26 years or whatever, and things get more expensive, and you just get used to it gradually, little by little.
And they don't compounds,
go,
too.
And they don't go backwards. They don't at some point magically go back to the old price.
Right.
And I just don't understand how everybody doesn't understand that. That inflation happens and things get more expensive and it doesn't magically go backwards. And you don't get to say, but inflation is down.
Why are people are complaining about rising prices, but inflation is actually down.
Milkshakes aren't going back to $5 anytime soon.
No, that's, they won't.
That's just milk and ice cream? Okay, just checking. $5 for a milkshake.
So I'm not sure we have time to get into this fully, but we can touch on it at least. A new survey of happiness. They polled men on whether they were very happy, pretty happy, or not too happy. And married men with, well, let's start with unmarried men with children. Only 11.9 describe themselves as very happy. Unmarried men with no children, about 14% describe themselves as very happy. Married men with no children, not 14%, 30% said they are very happy. And married men with children, 35% describe themselves as very happy. It's not even close. And, you know, I'm not going to launch on a screed or into a screed or sermon or anything like that. I think it's worth mentioning that pleasure seeking is virtually our entire advertising industry, with the exception of the sponsors of this fine show, who are selling you excellent goods and services at reasonable prices.
With deep moral meaning.
But social media is all about pleasure seeking. This is never going to make you happy.
But all data shows throughout the history of human beings that it doesn't make you happy.
Oh, and if you combine very happy and pretty happy men with children, for instance, it's 85%.
Wow. That should be taught in schools.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.